Okay, so we're holding the top of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in the Masechet Megillah. We saw in yesterday's Daf, towards the end, the Gemara was dealing with the pasuk that says Mordechai was Ish Yehudi. It sounds like he comes from Shevet Yehuda. And it was also Ish Yemini. It sounds like he comes from Shevet Binyamin. So we saw different Shatim. So we're holding now four lines down from the top. Rabbi Yechanan Amar La'ilam Ibinyamin Kalasi. Rabbi Yechanan understands that when it says Ish Yemini, that's telling us he comes from Shevet Binyamin. By my Karla Yehudi, if that's so then why does the Megillah also call him Ish Yehudi? It says the Gemara al Shum Shekafar b'Avodah Zarah. He was called the Yehudi because he made sure not to do Avodah Zarah. He rebelled. He denied the fact when Haman wanted that everybody should be doing Avodah Zarah. Mordechai at Tzadik stood up against him. Shekala Kafar b'Avodah Zarah. Anybody that stands up against Avodah Zarah, Nikra Yehudi. We will call him a Yehudi. Kedersiv. The pasuk says in Daniel, "Esi Guvrin Yehudon," and the pasuk over there is speaking about when they were kaifer and avodah zarah, they made sure not to do avodah zarah. So you see that that name of being Yehudi, so that's what we call it, so a yid is a nikra al shem Yehudi, and so the very definition of being a Yehudi is somebody which denies who's kaifer by avodah zarah. Right. Right. I hear the Shaila. I hear you asking that. So you're saying they're also supposed to be kafir by Yisrael.
Right. They're kafir. They believe in a God.
Right. They believe in.
They're monotheistic. That's what they're monolithic. No.
I hear the shayla. It's an interesting shayla. Let's just check quickly in the Marsha. Marsha says something.
It says, I'm asking you about the Marsha because it says that it incorporates God's name
and the name. Because the red, the Yud Kevav, okay, right. But the iron is asking, what about the other?
The monotheistic.
Right. He didn't say anything about that. 1 second. Right, that's the Marsha. Hashem, Kosh Baruch Hu, Deish Pei, Arba Oistis Hashem. Maisa Mechsiv, Afgab, the Kushim, the Yudah. Here, don't speak about it. Okay, I hear the shayla. Oh, Zakti more right. Rabshim and Pazi, Kavi Pasuk, but Divrei Yomim Amar Hachi. Whenever he would begin dealing with Divrei Hayomim, he would begin from the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kol Dvarecha Echad Heim V'Anu Yoidim L'Darshan, that the Pasuk says, V'Ishtoi Hayuda Yolda as Yared. So it says over here that his wife, who was the Yehudi, she gave birth to Yared, who was Avi Gedar. Where the Gemara is going to explain what this means. Ve'es Chever, she gave birth to Chever, Avi Seichai, Ve'es Yikusiel, Avi Zanayach, Ve'eila b'nei Bisya, Ba'as Parai, Shalokach, Morad. So now the Gemara over here says like this. Amai Karla Yehuda, why was it, it's a reference to Bisya Ba'as Parai, the one who saved Moshe Rabbeinu, so why was she called Yehuda? Says the Gemara, Al Shum Shekafer Ba'avad Zara, because Bisya Ba'as Parai, so over here, no, Ira, maybe this, you see the Gemara is referring to Abbas Paroi to be called a Yehuda because she was kafir by Avodah Zarah. The Siv, like the pasuk says, "Vatei Abbas Paroi lichotz al hayar." She went to clean. She went to be reichitz herself by the river. Va'amar b'yechlan she yarda lichotz migalulei beisavio. She went to clean herself from all the Avodah Zarah that she was brought up in her father's house where there was tons of Avodah Zarah going on, and she went to clean herself from all that. Yolda, so the Gemara asks the question that she did not give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet the pasuk seems to be a reference that she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Bahar Ribuya Rabisei, she did not give birth, she was the one who raised him. Says the Gemara, the pshat's like this, Loim l'cha shekol ha-megadol yasam v'yisayim v'yisayim v'yisayim, anybody that raises a orphan in their house, malav akasav kilu yolda, it's as if they gave birth to that child. So now the Gemara explains why Moshe Rabbeinu had these names. The pasuk referred to Moshe Rabbeinu as Yered, Avigadar, Chever, all these things. Says the Gemara, Yered, Zem Moshe. It was a reference to Moshe. V'lam nikra shema Yered. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu called Yered? She Yered, Lehem, Le'Yisrael, Mon, B'yamav. So what we have in our gear says that Mon came down in his days. But if you look in the Vilna Gaon, Hagai Sagra, he switches it to Shaharit Torah Le'Yisrael. So Lashon of Yared means bringing down. That's the Moshe Rabbeinu brought down Torah to this world. Oh, Gedar. So in that pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu was also called Gedar. Shegadar appeared to say, "Shall you sell?" Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that he fenced in. He blocked that there used to be holes in the fence of Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael would be doing averus. So Moshe Rabbeinu came down. He blocked off. He confined everything. And this way, Klai Yisrael was doing what they were supposed to be doing. Moshe Rabbeinu was also called Chever. Why is that? Shechiber es Yisrael Lavi in Sheva Shemayim, because he connected Klai Yisrael to our Father in Shemayim. Seichai, Moshe Rabbeinu was also called Seichai. What does Seichai mean? Shenasa lehem liyisrael kesukah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu made as if there was a sukkah protecting Klal Yisrael. That means until Moshe Rabbeinu came around, Klal Yisrael, they had no protection. Once Moshe Rabbeinu came and he was able to stand up for Klal Yisrael, it's as if they were inside a sukkah. Sukkah provides protection. Yukasil, Moshe Rabbeinu was called Yukasil, Shekivu Yisrael Lekel Biyamav, because in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael, they waited for HaKadosh Baruch Hu daily. They were relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're waiting for him to send down everything that Klal Yisrael needed. So Yukasil comes from the word Kave, to be Mechake, to wait. Zanayach, Moshe Rabbeinu was called Zanayach, Shehizniach Avaynaseim Shel Yisrael, Shehizniach means that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to uplift and take away and nullify all the averus of Klal Yisrael. That's why he was called Zanayach. Oh, so the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was called all these names, Yered, Chever, Yukasiel, but the pasuk also calls him Avi Gedar, Avi Seichai, Avi Zanayach. How come it says Avi, Avi, Avi? Avi, 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 what's the pshat? Says the Gemara, Av b'tayr, Moshe Rabbeinu was like a father in Tayr, he was great in Tayr, Av b'chachma, he was great in wisdom, and Av b'nevius, and also he was great when it came to nevius. Ve'ela b'nei bisya, asher lakach merit. So the pasuk over here says, when it's describing the children of Bisya, it says that her husband was merit. In fact, the Gemara, b'chi merit shemai, was Bisya's husband name was named Merit Balai Kalev Shmai. The name was Kalev. The Kalev Ben Yifuna that we know from the Meraglim.
This is Bisya Baspar.
Bisya Baspar, yeah.
She married Kalev?
That's what Agamar says here, yeah.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
I missed that 7 years.
Okay. Yeah. In fact, the Gemara Balai Kalev Shmai. Amar says the Gemara, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yaveh Kalev Shekam Shemar Batzas Meraglim. He was the one that rebelled against, when the Meraglim came together to speak bad about Eretz Yisrael, Kalev rebelled against that. V'yisa, he's the one who should come and marry as Bas Parai, he should marry the daughter of Parai, Bisya, Shemarda Bigilule Beis Avia. She's the one that rebelled against all the Vaidazaris of her father's house. Oh, so that was about Moshe Rabbeinu and Bisya. Now we're going back to Megillas Esther. Asher Hagla Mirushalayim. Mordechai Atzadik was Hagla Mirushalayim. The Gemara is bothered by the wording of Hagla, which does not sound like he was forced into exile, but it sounds like that he went to exile himself. Amar Rava, the Rava says, you're right, Shagala Me'atzmai. Mordechai Atzadik went to exile himself. The Mefarshim explained that when he saw that the Talmidei Chachamim were leaving Yerushalayim, so he did not want to be there by himself. So he traveled to exile. He exiled himself on his own because he did not want to be in Yerushalayim, the place where there was no Talmidei Chachamim. And the pasuk says, "Vayhi oimein es hadasa." So Mordechai HaTzadik was, how do they translate oimein? It's the same word as means he took care of her. He raised her, yeah. So vayhi oimein es hadasa. So Mordechai HaTzadik raised hadasa. So Gemara is bothered by what's Esther's name. Was it Hadassah or was it Esther? Kari le Hadassah. And over here, the pasuk is referring to Esther as Hadassah, but Kari la Esther. And yet, the other pasukim are always calling her Esther, not Hadassah. Tanya, so the Gemara brings the Braiser, Meir Eimer, Esther Shema. Really, her name was Esther. B'lam nikra Shema Hadassah. So then, why is she referred to as Hadassah? Says the Gemara, Al Shem Hatzadikim, Shenikru Hadassim. That it's a reference to the tzaddikim that they were always called hadasim. V'cheinu aimer, like the pasuk says, v'hu aimed bein hadasim. The Shekhinah was standing amongst the hadasim. The hadasim are like what the hadasim that we take on Sukkot. Those are hadasim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was standing amongst the tzaddikim. So since the tzaddikim were called hadasim, so Esther was also called hadasim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hadassah Shema. Really, her name was Hadassah. Hulam Nikra Shema Esther. So then, if so, why is she also referred to as Esther? Al Shem Shahisa Misateres Devareha. She used to hide her words. She was able to keep a secret. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Ain Esther Magedus as Amma. She did not reveal which nation she came from. And as we know, that part of the salvation of Klal Yisrael came from the fact that she kept things a secret until she felt the need to reveal it. Rav Nechemya Omer Hadassah Shema. Rav Nechemya holds that really her name was Hadassah. B'lama Nikras Esther. If so, why was she also referred to as Esther? Shehaya Umayis Ha'olam Karin Oysa Al Shum Istaher. They would call her by the Istaher in the Umayis Ha'olam. And Aramaic means the moon. So the Rashi explains that she was beautiful like the moon. If you look at a beautiful moon, there's something very, very beautiful about it. So Esther had that appearance also. So her name was really Hadassah, but Esther is just a name, like she was referred to like the moon is beautiful, so to Esther it was beautiful. But Azay Omer, Ben Azay says, Esther, loy arucha v'loy tzar hoysa. She was not too tall, not too short. Elabainness, she was in the middle. Hadassah, like Hadassah, when you see Hadassah that we get for Lulav, they are just right in the middle, they're just perfect. So the Esther was like that also. She wasn't too tall, wasn't too short, she was just smack in the middle. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Esther Yerekriyos Hoysa. Really, Esther was green. She wasn't so pretty. V'chut shal chesed moshach aleha. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the chut shal chesed, that people should when they see her, they should appreciate her. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon Esther. Ki ein lo av v'ein. The pasuk says that Mordechai Tzadik took in Esther Hamalka because she did not have a father or mother. And the pasuk continues, uv'mayis aviha, then v'ima, when her father and mother died, then again Mordechai took her in. So the Gemara is bothered by, why does the Torah have to say it? So again, the Gemara reads like this, ki ein lo av v'ein. She did not have a father or mother. So the Gemara says, uv'mayis aviha v'ima lamali. So then why does the Torah have to repeat and say that she was taken in when her father and her mother died? Amar v'acha. The Gemara Rav Acha says that Ibrasa Meis Aviyah, when her mother became pregnant with her, that's when her father died. Yodasa, as soon as her mother gave birth to her, Meisa Ima. At that moment, right then, her mother died, so she never saw her father because her father died before she was even born. And the second she was born, right then, her mother passed away.
Right, so it seems
to be that there's something unique that took place. It was
she never had a father.
Not just that at some time her father passed away, but like even from beforehand, but the Gemara is also stressing the fact that the mother died right then also. She was never raised for any moment by her mother.
Came of an aim to mean she died when she was 10.
Right. And it's the same way, so Vivima means that she never experienced having a parent. Right, okay. Shkech. Uvmaisa via v'ima l'kecha Mordechai loy levas. So the pasuk continues on and says that when her father and mother died, so Mordechai took her for a bas. Literally, a bas means a daughter. But says the Gemara, Tana Reb Meir, Tana Mishum Reb Meir, they said in the name of Reb Meir, Al Tikri, the bas does not mean that she was taken for a daughter. Elo lebayis. It means that Mordechai took her to be a wife. Like the pasuk says, Ulurosh Ein Kol. This is a pasuk by David HaMelech when David HaMelech took Bathsheba as a wife. So Nasan HaNavi was giving Teichacha to David that you took away Uriah's wife. Bathsheba was Uriah's wife. So the pasuk, the way he was giving Musar, he called Uriah a rush, like a poor person, and he gave a mashal as if you took away the poor person's sheep. So the pasuk says, "Lurosh ein koil." The rush, this poor person, doesn't have anything. Ki im kivsa achas ktana, except for this small sheep that a shekana, which a bat v'yichyev atagad l'imay v'im banav yachtav and mepitay teichel umikaisay tishta ubechekay tishkav. That this kivsa achas, this sheep, this one sheep that you have. So it was eating from the same pass, from the same bread, and was drinking from the same cup. Ubechekay tishkav. And the pasuk says, "Vatehi loy kebas." And the pasuk says that Bathsheba was like a daughter to Uriah. So the Gemara is bothered by Mishum de Bechekei Tishkov Havile Labas, because this Kivsa Achas laid by the Chek, by the thigh of, by the leg of Uriah. That's why it's Labas. That's why you're calling it, that you're calling this Kivsa, this sheep, like a daughter. Elo Labas, must be, you have to read it, that when even though the Pasuk says Vatihilai Kibas, what the Pasuk really, the way the Pasuk is really trying to teach us is Vatihilai Kibas. This Kivsa Achas, this sheep, was like a wife to Uriah. It means Bathsheba was like a, what was a wife to Uriah. Hakanami Labais, so too when it says by Esther Malka that she was Labas, it doesn't mean Labas, rather means Labais, that she was taken in as a wife. So the Pasuk now tells us that Esther Malka had seven girls that were there to help her out. Ve'es Sheva, pardon? Maids, okay. Ve'es Sheva and Orois, she had seven maids. Amar Rava Shahisa Moina Bahen Yemei Shabbos. The fact that she had seven maids and she knew she had a rotation when they came, so she knew that as soon as a certain maid came, she knew this was already Shabbos. That's how she kept cheshbon of the days of the week. Vaishaneha Vesnari Seho, the Pasuk says, Vaishaneha Vesnari Seho. So Gemara is trying to figure out exactly what does that mean. Because over here the Pasuk says that she was treated differently. She was treated differently than from all the other. How they translate Vaishaneha Vesnari Seho?
And he changed her and her maids.
Right. So this is when she was in the home of Achashverosh before she was actually brought in. So she was, there was some type of shinui that that she was dealt with. They treated her differently. So Amar Rav, so Rav says, Shechila Machal Yehudi. Rav says that the way she was different was that she got fed kosher food. Shmuel says, Shechila Kadle de Chaziri. According to Shmuel, that means that she was fed things which were not kosher. And over here, there's a big Malchaikis, Rashi and Taisis. Rashi says that when she received not kosher food, Rashi says that because since she was an oinus, though she did not get punished the fact that she ate not kosher food. She was oinus, she had nothing else to eat. Now if you take a look at Taisus, the very last Taisus, Kadli de Chaziri, Taisus says, only five words over here in Taisus, V'chas v'shalom hi loy hoisai chelis. Taisus says, for sure she did not eat. She would never, Esther Malka would not eat something which is not kosher, even though she was an oinus. Follow the Kazakh. Oh, so it's machlekes. Machlekes Rashi Taisus that Esther eat not kosher food. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Rabbi Yechon says that she was fed zarainim. She was fed like different seeds and also and beans and things like that. How do they translate it? Zarainim?
She says
beans or seeds? Seeds? Okay. That's a part of, some people say the minig of Hamantashen come from here because Hamantashen really comes from the poppy seeds, right? Right, that man, in the way you say poppy seeds in Hebrew is man, haman. It's not really haman, it's the man seeds, that's what it is. So he says over here that she ate these zarainim, which she had no issue of kashas. So chenu eimer, vahi ameltzer noise es pas, that es pas begam, v'noise lehem zarainim. This is by Daniel, that Daniel ate these types of zarainim, these types of seeds. And the pasuk continues, Shisha Chadosh Meshem and Amor. So they used to put all the women in this, they used to give them Shem and Hamor that they should be able to put on themselves to make them beautiful. So Gemara says, my Shem and Hamor, what does it mean that they receive Shem and Hamor? Rav Chiya bar Abba Omer Sataches. It means a certain type of oil which is mixed together with spices. Rav Huna Omer Shem and Zayis, it's a type of Shem, regular olive, Shaloi Hevi Shlish. Then you take the olives, you take the oil from the olives when they did not fully grow yet. They didn't even grow a third. So that's a very strong type of oil. And the Gemara brings the rice to prove that point. Tanya, Yehuda Omer, this is a Mishnah, Masechta Menachos, Rashi brings down that there was a oil called Anifkanoin, which is not kosher for to be used as the Menachos, which was Shemen Zayis Shaloi Hevi Shlish. If you take oil from a olive that was not even grown a third, then if you use that for the Menachos, it won't work. V'lama Sachin Oisai, why would you use that to shmir yourself? Shemeshes Aser, because it removes hair, Uma'adenes Abasar, and it softens the flesh of a person. So the pasuk continues, Ba'erev Hiva Uvavaker Hishava. So in the evening, she would go, and in the morning she would return. So what does that mean? Amir Biechanan from Rabbi Yechanan Taras Miknusa Shel Oisa Rasha Lamadnu Shvachai. From the gnus of Achashverosh, we're able to see some type of shvach from the of how low he was. On the other hand, we're able to see that there was some maila that he did have. Shloi haya mishamish mitasa vayayim, that even though he would take all the women at nighttime, every nighttime they would go, but during daytime he would send them back because he would not have relations during daytime. So the pasuk says that Esther, she found chen, the people, whenever they saw her, she was very bachen to people's eyes. Amr Belozer, Melamed, Shalakol Echod, Ve'echod, Midmasa, Laiku, Masa. Anybody that saw her, it looked like that she came from their nation. She was taken in the month of Teves, Yerech, which is a month, Shenene, Guf, Minaguf. That's a time when it's comfortable for a guf, for a body to be against another body. That's when she was taken to Achashverosh. So it says that Melech Achashverosh, he loved Esther, and he appreciated her more than any other of the other Basulos. Amar Rav Bikesh Litim Tam Basula, when Achashverosh was together with Esther, if he is interested in having the taste of a Basula, Tam, he was able to taste it as if she was a Basula. Tam Ba'ula, if he wanted a Tam Ba'ula, if he wanted the taste of having a Bia with a woman who already had Bia before, Tam, he was able to have that. She had all those milas. Vayas HaMelech Mishta Gadol. So the Pasuk says that Achashverosh made a very big feast. So the Gemara explains over here that Ovid Mishtaya V'loy Galyalei. Achashverosh was trying to convince Esther to reveal which nation she came from. So he figured if he makes a big party in her honor, maybe she'll feel a little bit more vulnerable and she'll give in. He made this very big party and she didn't reveal anything. Dali Karga, he lifted the taxes in her honor, V'loy Galyalei, and yet she still did not reveal anything. Shadar Pardishni, he sent over presents to all the different ministers, all the different governors, in her honor, and yet he did not, she did not reveal anything. And the pasuk continues on, Ubikavets Vesulay Shenis. So Achashverosh again was trying to persuade Esther to reveal where she's coming from. So he decided that he's going to make another gathering of all the Psulis. And this way, if Esther sees that she might lose the fact that she's the queen, so maybe she'll reveal where she's coming from. So where did he get this piece of advice from to do this? Ozul Shakal Eitzah Mordechai. So he got this piece of advice from Mordechai Tzadik. Omar, Mordechai said, "Ein isha miskana ela b'yer chaverta." Women are going to be jealous when they see something else going on by their friend. But so maybe if Esther's going to see that another person is going to become the queen, so she's going to give in. Afilu achi, says the Gemara, lo galilei. Yet Esther was able to keep it in, and she did not reveal the secret. Like the pasuk says, as ein Esther magedus meilata, Esther Amalka was able to keep it quiet. Omer v'lozer ma'idachsiv. And the pasuk says, lo yigara mitzadik einav, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is always constantly looking at the actions of tzaddikim. The Gemara understands that Biskar Tznius Shahisa Ba Barachel, because of the Tznius, the modesty that Rachel had, Zachsa Beyatza Mimenu Shaol. And that Tzchus Shaol came out. Ubiskar Tznius Shahia B'Shaol, and because of the fact that Shaol was so, he acted with so much Tznius, Zachsa Beyatza Mimenu Esther, and that Tzchus Esther came out. What was the tznius that Rachel had? The chesiv, like the pasuk says, "Vayaged Yaakov l'Rachel." There's a famous pasuk, "Ki achi aviyahu," that Yaakov told Rachel that I am the brother of your father. In fact, the Gemara, "Ki achi aviyahu," is that true that Yaakov is the brother of your father? "Vahaloi ben achay saviyahu." What do you mean? Yaakov was the nephew of Lavan, not the brother of Lavan. Ella. What happened really with the pasuk is saying like this. Amr la mintzavali. Yaakov said to Rachel, "Will you marry me?" Amr le. So Rachel said back in, "I'm happy to marry you, but you should know mihu, you should know that Abba Ramohu, my father is a Ramai, my father is loving a Ramai, that he's going to cause problems, he's going to trick you. Wallah yachlusle, you're not going to be able to marry me." Amr lo, so Yaakov said back to her, "Achiv ani biramos." As much as your father is a rami, he's a con artist, I'm also, I know how to play the game also. Amrele, so she said back, Umishai Lutzadike Luskuya Biramusa, is a mutter for a tzaddik to act as a Ramai. My father's a Ramai, but you're gonna act with him like a Ramai also. Amr Law, so Yaakov said back, in, you're allowed to, because the pasuk says, Im Navar Titavar, with somebody who's very trustworthy, you should act in a trustworthy way. But the Im Ikesh Titapol, but somebody who is a con artist, you could act with him that way also. The place can bring around from this Gemara that if somebody's going to deal with you with Ramos, you could deal with him back with the Ramos. Right? That's only, you have to deal with a person in an amistic way if that's what he's handling. But if somebody is trying to trick you and you're just trying to get something which you have a right to get, then you could also play a shtick to get what you're supposed to get. Yaakov had full rights to marry Rachel, so the fact that Laban was going to play games, not a problem. He could play the game also with him. Amr Lo, so he said back to her, Umay Remuse, what's his trick? How is he going to play the game with me? Amr Le, so Rachel said back to Yaakov, Isli Achsa de Kashisha Minoi, I have a sister which is older than me, Vloy Mintsavli Mikamo, and my father is not going to allow me to get married before she gets married. So Mosala Simonim. So Yaakov gave her the signs that would be the proof that it was actually going to be Rachel. So Kimata Leila, when it came the evening of the Chasana, Omra, so she said, Hashta Michsafa Achasoi. Now my sister's going to get embarrassed because I know my father's going to place her. My sister Leila's going to be wearing the wedding gown, and then she's going to get embarrassed when she's not going to know the Simonim. So Mesartinu Nahala, and she gave over the Simonim to her sister, and behind her the Chsiv, like that's what the Pasuk says, Vahi Babaike Bihine Hi Leah. The Pasuk says that only in the morning did Yaakov realize that it was Leah. Michlal Dad Hashta Lav Leah Hi. It seems like that until the morning, it was not Leah. How's that so? El Mitech Simonim Shemasra Rachel Leah. The fact that Rachel gave over the Simonim to Leah, Lehavi Yadad Hashta, that's how Yaakov did not know until the morning that it was actually Leah. Lefikach Zachsa Viyatza Mimenu Shaul. And because of that schus, Rachel had a schus that Shaul came out. You have to know how Taka Rachel was able to give it over. If I give over somebody signs that I give over a certain simonim, so the simonim were between Yaakov and Rachel, and here Rachel's the one that played the game with Yaakov. But the Gemara is praising Rachel for what she did and the tremendous schus. In that schus that she was able to bring Leah into, Klai Yisrael still living off that schus. Bal Kaponim, the Baisa Chaisa was mutter, if you know why. But Umatznius Haisa Bishol, Umatznius Haisa Bishol, and what Snius did Shol have? The Chsiv, Vestavar Hamalucha Loihigad Loi Asher Amar Shmuel. That even when Shol became the Melech, that Shmuel appointed Shol to be the Melech, and he came back, and they asked him, what did Shmuel tell you? Shol didn't say anything. He didn't say that I became a king. He held that privately. He kept that to himself. That was the tznius. He wasn't speaking great about himself. And that's schus, Zacha b'yotzus mimenu Esther. Esther came out from Shol. V'omer b'loza k'shakosh baruch hu paisa k'dula adam. When a k'shakosh baruch hu paskins that some type of greatness should happen to a person, so that's a psak for not only him, but for all his children, for all his future generations also. Shinem, like the pasuk says, by yeshivim lenetzach v'yagbeyu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted him up for eternity. But the Gemara says now something very sharp, but vim higis daitai, but if a person becomes a balgaiva over the fact that he has a certain gedula, whatever it might be, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashbiloi, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lower him, shenemar vim asurim bazikim. So the Gemara understands that this pasuk is teaching us that if a person becomes very haughty over the gedula that he got, even though that from the gedula that he got should really be for all of eternity, that all his future generations should have that gedula, but if he becomes a balgaiva because of it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lower him from that gedula that he has. So whatever Mordechai Tzadik said, so Esther listened. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu Shehoisa Mara Dam Nida L'Chachamim. Apel D'Kazach, that Esther Malcha still kept Dam Nida. If she became a Nida, she would send the Shailah, she would send the Mara to the Chachamim, to Paskin, if she actually became Tomei or Tahar. We're going to see a little bit further exactly what that means. Kasher Haisa Ba'amna Itai, the way it used to be when she was still together with Mordechai, Amar Rabba Bar Lema, Shehoisa Emedes Micheika Shalach HaShveirish, Paldik Gemara here, that she would stand up, she would, and one time she would be with HaShveirish, and she would have relations with Achashverosh, but with Tevelis, then she would go to the mikvah, v'yeshevis b'cheker shel Mordechai. She would go back and be together with Mordechai. And over here, there's a lot of different pshatim over here and what's going on, but if you take a look at Taisus, there's a Taisus, it's the middle of the Gemara, but Tevelis, you see where that is? Taisus says, "V'tayvelus v'yishavus b'cheikol shomardechai." Vim taimer. Taisus asks Akasha, "V'ha loyhayo sham havchana shleisha chadashim." There's a din that you're not supposed to be with two men in a row. You have to have a 3-month gap just to make sure that if the woman conceives, you'll know who the father of the child is. Shebechol yom hayo oisa rasha motzat. So we know that Achashverosh was always together with Esther, and yet it says right after that she'd go to be with Mordechai Tzadik. So Taisa says, "V'yishleim shahaisa mishameshes b'moich." Taisa says is that she would use a moich. A moich is something that would make it that she would not able to be able to conceive from a from the bia with Achashverosh. That's the state on Taisa.
Where did Darius come?
What?
So where did Darius come?
What is that? I'm not sure.
Darius, isn't that?
Oh, Daryavish. Oh, yeah, Darius. What? Where did that come from? I don't know. I'm not sure. But over here, Tais is saying that she was Mishameshes B'moich. It's interesting because there's a Yadua that the Koshin Samagid said over from, he brought down a Zayar, that Zayar says that Esther never was really together with Achashverosh. She sent a shade to be that appeared to be like her. Zayar said. Yeah, Karko Elam. Yeah. That, there's a big sugi about that. Marshall deals with that. But so it's interesting that the Kajan Samagat somehow he gets you have to know how he learns with that, how he learns up that Taisus. But he brought down the Zayar that was never really Esther, was just a shade. So he asked the Kasha, this he does ask. Ah, Taisus over here says that she was Mishameshes B'moich. So he says that the shade that Esther sent, the name of that shade was called Moich. So Mishameshes B'moich. So for the So that's the way he goes. That's how he works it out. Now there is a marsha over here. The marsha also deals with, you see that we said before that she was mar dam nida lachachomim. That she used to show the dam nida. So that would sound very much that would make sense if she was also together with Mordechai. So then that's why she was makfir on dam nida. If she was just busy the whole time with Achashverosh and she never was together with Mordechai, so then why did she have to send her mara to the chacham? She's a mara dam nida lachachomim. Achashverosh is a guy. He's not makfir on nida. So. So,
who says that she was not with Mordechai?
So, if you would just... Right, so the Gemara over here is Drasha, Kasher Haisa, Bab Na'itai, that she would go, Mechekesh HaChashverosh, and then the next day she would be Tevelis, and
she would...
with right, and... Achashverosh. So it sounds like the Pashat, before you come to the Kajat Samagi, Ravada, she was Achashverosh. And the Gemara is saying that she was also together...
She's going to lose. She couldn't go back to him.
Right, because of the fact that she was together with Achashverosh. Yeah. And now it's shim with the Gemara, that the Gemara with Karkayim. The Gemara over there deals with a sugya about if a person is allowed to, if a guy forces you to do an aveir, you're allowed to do it. So Gila Reis is one of the three things that you're supposed to stand up for, that you kill yourself. So the Gemara deals with that. What about Esther? Esther was Gila Reis and was also before Hesia. By the way, the fact that that's considered before Hesia is a chiddush. The place can speak out that all these dinam, there's certain dinam that only if it's before Hesia, if it's openly, that everybody sees you doing it, then you have to be moist and nefesh. And the Gemara calls that Esther was also before Hesia, was considered open. So the place, I think it's a Magna Avram, proves on that Gemara that the din of before Hesia is lav dafka, that if some 10 yidin see what you're actually doing, but so long as 10 people know what you're doing, that's also called an open aveir, before Hesia, it's considered before Hesia. But there the Gemara says, what?
Oh, maybe so.
Right. So there the Gemara says that the reason why Esther was allowed to do it was because Esther was karka oilam. That a woman in a bia is considered as if she's just karka. She's just considered like land. She's not doing the maisa. The man is always considered the one doing the maisa. The woman just accepts the maisa. So Esther didn't have that thing because she was karka oilam. So that would sound like very much. The Gemara over there is dealing with the whole sugya of how Esther did what she did. It would sound like she actually did do it. But let's see if the Marsha says over here.
If she was karka oilam, so then why kasher allowed to be a lot of
Yeah, Kobe, that's what it makes sense. That's what's quoted over there. That let's see what the Masha says. It says, what does he say? I'm not sure if the Sili says it all, but somebody doesn't deal with that Gemara. Doesn't deal with the Gemara of it's there, you have it? It might be later on. Where is that? What daf are you now? You're by Chavtes. Chavtes. I'm thinking about it later on. I'm thinking about maybe Samach Vav or Samach Zayin. That's what I'm thinking. But not sure why I'm thinking that. But Akaponim, it was interesting that this Alpi Kabbalah, they held that Esther, it can't be that Esther was together with Achashverosh. But you have to work out the Gemara. Is it there? Is that there? Yeah, okay. Oh, Zakti Yomar Vaiter. So the pasuk says, "Bayamim Halheim Amar Dechayyosh B'Shar Melech Kotzav Bigson V'Serish." Now we're starting with the story with Bigson and Serish that they started to decided they're going to poison Achashverosh. Amar Abchiyo Bar Abba Amar Biyechon Hiksef Hakadosh Baruch Hu Odoin Al Adoino Al Alavodov Lasseis V'Tzayin Tzadik. Hakadosh Baruch Hu got one time a master angry on his slaves in order to fulfill the will of a tzaddik, Umanu Yosef. Who's that referring to? That's referring to Yosef. Shenemar, Visham Itanu Nar Ivri. That there was a Nar Ivri inside the prison. And the reason why the Sar Eifim, Sar Mashkin had to get thrown into jail, that's because we wanted that eventually Yosef Atzadik should be saved. And there are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets the Avodim angry, Al Adonaim, that's Lasei Snei Satzadik, to perform a miracle for the Tzadik. Umanu, who is that? Mordechai, the Chassid, like the Pasuk says, Vayivada Hadavar Mordechai, that this whole story came up, that Esther, that the big son Serish got angry at their master Achashverosh in order to perform a miracle for Mordechai. Amr B'yechanon, big son of Serish, were Shnei Tarsim Have, two people that came from Tarsi. Vayimisapim B'loshan Tursi, and they were speaking in the language of Tursi. Vayimim, and they said, Miyayim Shabbos Azu, as soon as this woman, Esther Malka, came into the palace, Loirinu Sheina Be'inenu, we were not able to see any sleep, because since Achashverosh was busy doing deal with her, he wanted to drink a lot, he needed to have more energy, and therefore he was keeping us very busy. So that's why they were very upset at Achashverosh. But the Natal Eres Besefel, Kadesha Yomus, let's go put some poison inside his water and his drink. The Hain Loi Hoyoidim, and the big son Serish did not know, Ki Mordechai Miyoshri Lushka Sagazasaya. Mordechai was part of the Sanhedrin that used to sit in the Lushka Sagazas in Yerushalayim. Vahayyadeya B'Shivim Lashon, and every person that was part of the Sanhedrin would know all 70 languages. Amr Loi, so they said. They said to each other, Bix and Sarah said to each other, Valoi, Emishmarti, Mushmartichal Shava. We can't pull it off because our duty, we're on different times of duty. We're not going to be able to pull it off together. Omer Loi, Ani Eshmar, Mishmarti, I'll watch my Mishmar, Umishmartichal. I'll take over your time of duty also, and you'll be able to go get the poison. Behind the sieve, like the Pasuk says, Vayvukash Hadar, Vayimotze, that they checked into and they found that Bix and Sarah were the one that actually poisoned the king. What did they find? That they found shleinimsu b'mishmartam. They were found that they were took off their post, and this way they were able to catch them that they were the culprits that they were trying to kill Achashverosh. Achar dvar me'ela omer Rava Achar shaboya Kadosh Baruch Hu refu lamaka. After Kadosh Baruch Hu already prepared the medicine, the healing, the way Klai Yisrael could be saved, then Kadosh Baruch Hu created the maka. The omer shlokish ena Kadosh Baruch Hu maka Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not hit Klai Yisrael elam kain bayir lahem refu tchil, unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu first creates the medicine before, and Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Kirafi LeYisrael Benigla Avoin Ephraim. First, it'll be like the Reifa, the one who heals Klal Yisrael, and only after that will be revealed the Aveira of Ephraim. Avul Umasa Olam, when it comes to the other nations, Eina Maka, Eina Ken. It's not like that. Maka Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu first hits them, V'Acharkach Bayir Lahem Refua. After that, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to save them, He will create the Refua for them. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, V'Nigayf Hashem Es Mitzayim Nogaf V'Rafay. That first says that they had a negev, they had this plague, and then only after that does it say that they were healed. It says that Haman HaRasha wanted to destroy Mordechai by himself. Amar Rava Batkila B'Mordechai Levadei. First, Haman just wanted to start up with Mordechai. U'B'Saif Ba'am Mordechai. Then he wanted to start up with the Talmid HaChomim. U'Manu Rabbanim. Who's the Am of Mordechai? That's the HaChomim. U'B'Saif. Afterwards, B'Chal HaYehudim. After that, he decided he wants to kill all the Yidden. Hippol Pur Hu'a Geirol. That Haman made a lot, made a Geirol. Tana, Kivan Shnafel, Pur, B'Chedesh Adar, as soon as the lottery came out in Chedesh Adar, Samach Simcha Gdeila, he had tremendous Simcha. Omar, Nafeli Pur, B'Yarach Shemes by Moshe, it's coming out in the month that Moshe Benu died. B'Loi HaYedeh, and he did not know, Shebeshiva B'Chedesh Adar, Meis, Shebeshiva B'Adar, Meis, it was Shiva B'Adar Neulet. He did not know that Moshe Benu, not only did he also die in Chedesh Adar, but he was also born on the seventh day of Adar. Because of that, Klal Yisrael has a kayak to overcome Haman in Chedesh Adar. Yeshnei Am Echot. So Haman told Achashverosh that you have one nation. Omer Rava. Rava says, Leko Diyod Lishna Bishak Haman. There's nobody that knows how to speak a bad. Haman was the chief at speaking bad. Omer Lei. So Haman told Achashverosh, Ta Nichlinu. Let's go and destroy all the Yidden. Omer Leis Achashverosh said back to Haman, Mistafina Melekov, I'm afraid of their God. Deloy La'avid, could Avid become I? If we're going to start up with Klal Yisrael, so their God is going to do the same way he did to the ones that came before me. Omer Leis, so Haman said to Achashverosh, Yeshnoi Mina Mitzlis. They're already getting old from doing their mitzvahs. They're not doing it properly. Omer Leis. So Achashverosh said to Haman, Isbuhu Rabbanan, but maybe they have Chachamim, maybe the Chachamim are doing it right. Amr Lai, so Haman said back to Achashverosh, Am Echadhein, they're all one nation, and nobody's doing the mitzvahs appropriately. So Shema Taimer, Karchan Ani Oisib Malchuska, maybe you're going to tell me that if I'm going to kill out the Yidden, so you're going to make it as if there's your kingdom is bald, you're killing out the people from different parts of your kingdom. So net mufuzarin heim bein amim. You should know that they're all spread out, and it's not going to cause a problem amongst your kingdom. Shema taimer is hanominayu. Maybe you have some type of pleasure from having the yidden. Says the Gemara, no, that Haman said to Achashverosh, mufurid. They're mufurid. What did that mean? That they're mufurid? Kepre dazu. They're like a mule. She'ena isapeiris. A mule can't have children. So Klal Yisrael also, they're mufurid. They're not, you don't have any pleasure from them. V'shem ha'taymar ika medinasa minayu. Maybe you have some complete medina, some complete town where they lived. Hamadloimer b'chal medina ismachusecha. That anywhere throughout the medina, you have nothing from them. V'dasem she'enis mikalam. That their halach, their dinim, are different than any other nation. They do not eat from us. They don't let their daughters marry into us, and they don't marry our daughters. And they don't fulfill the laws of the king. The mafki lekula shaita v'shaha and paha. They're busy the whole year. They're busy telling us they can't work. Shabbos hayayim, Pesach hayayim. They're always taking holidays. And it's not worth your while to keep them. Why the ochlu v'shasu? Because they eat and they drink umavazile the malchus, and they embarrass the kingdom. Vafilo neifel zvuv, and even if a fly falls into b'kaisa shel echemahem, if a fly falls into a cup of what they're drinking from, zarka v'sheseil, they'll just take the fly out and still continue drinking the cup. V'imadonia melech negeah b'kaisa shel echemahem. But if you Achashverosh, if you touch one of their cups, chayfte v'karka, they're going to spill it out to the ground. Be'ena sheseil, so they're embarrassing you that they consider you lower than a fly. A fly they'll throw out, but you. They can't continue drinking the cup. If it's good for the king, Achashverosh, I'm willing to even give you 10,000 kikar kesef to pay any taxes that the Yidden might pay. Amr Yishakish Golav Yodua Lefnei Misha Amr V'Haya Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew Sha'asid Haman Lishkal Shkalim Al Yisrael. He knew that he's going to lift Shkalim against Klal Yisrael. He's going to be willing to pay so much money to destroy Klal Yisrael. Lefikach hiktim shkalehem l'shkalav. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu told us to bring Shkalim every single year, Machs HaShekel, and that will protect us from the Shkalim of Haman. Behind the throne, this is what we learned in the Mishnah, Be'echad Be'adar Mashmina L'shkalim Ba'alaklaim. And Rosh Chodesh Adar, we always mention that we have to bring the Shkalim. Vayemer HaMelech L'haman HaKesef Nasim Lach Bo'am L'asis Be'katei Be'necha. That Haman said, Achashverosh told Haman that you could keep all the money. Amr of Abba, Moshel Achashverosh, Haman. Okay, we'll see this tomorrow already. Yeah.